Good morning. We welcome you to the New Testament Worship Ministry. We thank all of you for coming to share with us in our morning worship. We pray God's blessings upon you, and we pray that you'll be blessed by the ministry here at New Titus Ministry. We thank you again for your presence in the house of God. We pray God will bless you by you coming and sharing with us. We thank you, all of you in Radio Land, for listening to the New Titus Worship Ministries. We pray that this being a blessing to you as you would hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing here on this side of heaven. Amen. At this time, the ministry, music ministry, is going to continue our devotional. After I have a word of prayer, then we'll continue into our services. Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for our health and our strength and the activities of our limbs. Forgive us of our sin and our shortcomings. Bless us now, God, as we gather in this place. Shed the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Oh, Lord, bless those that are on their way to be with us. Grant unto them driving mercies, that we all might gather in this place and give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you in advance for what you're about to do in this room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, our music ministry will continue with devotional, and after which we'll come back with our scripture lesson.
Oh,
time on in worship and our praise and our worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our opening hymn was "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," that will be given by minister. Praise the Lord. Amen. And after which we have our Old and New Testament, and then another selection by Brother Kevin, and then we'll take up our tithes and our offerings. Is that all right?
Amen.
At this time, Brother Kevin will lead us in "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior."
Thank you. Thank you.
But Jeffrey said, I'm too close to the mirror. What you see is me.
Right.
Amen. At this time, we're going to lift the offering. We have offerings of the kids. Our pastor's not going to be able to make it today because she's under the weather. And whoever's here is here. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
We're going to do what thus saith the Lord, and us going to dismiss and find me a chicken box somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Give me some marching music. Get this offering together.
Everybody,
please stand. Give me some marching music. Give me some
thank you.
Your best friend walk out on you. You get all discouraged
than mad, but when you think about what Jesus done, come on, say amen. Think about how he saved you when you wasn't fit to be saved. Come on, say amen. If you tell the truth about it, all of us was in sin at one time. The Bible said Jesus came to save the sinner. Come on, say amen. Jesus came to seek and to save those that was lost. The word of the Lord says that he will keep you if you want to be kept. Can I get witness here? The Bible says that salvation is free. Come on, say amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Come on, say amen. Well, wait a minute, musicians, I ain't going yet. Well, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we see where Abraham and his son Isaac was given charge by God to take him on the mountain, a mountain called Mount Moriah. And he said to him, said, take thine only son for burnt offering. And meant that he was for to sacrifice his only son. Can you see what Jesus is doing now, what God is doing? He's telling us through Abraham his plan to bring men back to him. He told Abraham, take thine only son. Then look over in the New Testament. He said, God what gave his only begotten son. You see it? He had already laid out the plan in the Old Testament through Abraham. His plan of how he was going to save mankind. He told him, then I take him on the mountain. You know the story how he places his son on the altar. Then began the charge of burnt offering. And after a while, he heard something over in the thicket. And there was a ram in the bush. What you saying, Reverend? I'm saying that's what it was for us. We were supposed to be laying down as a burnt offering. Our sins were there forever. But thank God for Jesus being the ram in the bush. Y'all ain't hear what I said? You and I was laying there ready to be sacrificed as a burnt offering. But he sent his son Jesus to take the place for you and I. I wish I had some help right here. What you say, Reverend? Jesus still saved. If you tell the truth about it, he saved you when you weren't fit to live, and show God wasn't ready to die. We ought to thank God for the lamb in the thicket. Can I get a witness here? But the Bible says he was wounded by our transgressions, and he was bruised by our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulder. In other words, he paid it, and he paid it all just by him dying on a hill called Calvary. He made a way for you to get back to God. He sits now as an intercessor, interceding for you and me. When you sin, Jesus steps up with the blood of the Lamb, and God passes you over. Thank God that Jesus still saved. Can I get some help right there? Jesus was our plan of salvation. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. One writer said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of the Lamb. You ought to shout right there. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Because if it had not been for the blood, you and I would be lost. Thank God for the blood. Now, there's healing in that blood. Do I have a witness? What do you mean, Reverend? He heals the sick, and
he raises up the dead, but he do it through his name. For the Bible said every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That name of Jesus can heal all manner of sickness. Can I prove it to you? The Bible said there was a blind man that could not see, but at the name of Jesus, his eyes came open. Do I have a witness? Yeah. The Bible said at the name of Jesus, there was a deaf mute that could not hear, but at the name of Jesus, he was able to hear again. There was some dumb folk that could not talk, but at the name of Jesus, they began to speak. Do I have some help here? What I'm trying to tell you is that Jesus still saves. He still delivers. He still sets you free. All he wants you to have is a willing mind and a willing heart. He'll come in your life and turn it around. Somebody say, yes, Lord. The Bible says that the word of God, Jesus Christ, saved many. But the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's salvation for everyone. Don't matter what you've done in the past, Jesus still saves. Don't matter what your life looks like right now, Jesus still saves. He has the power to turn your life around. Just put it in his hand. He's able to save. He saved the backslider. He'll save the sinner. Don't matter what you've done in your life. Just give it to Jesus. Because Jesus got the power to change you inside and out. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to be born again. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to be born again. But the Bible says, no man come through the Father, but by the Son. Thank God that Jesus still saves. Thank God that he still saves. The greatest lesson that mankind will ever learn is how to be saved. To be saved means to be rescued from sin. To be saved simply means to be born again. Those of us who are saved have always been so saved. Come on, say amen again. All of us once were untimed, we were unlearned, unspiritual, and unlovable. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. At one time, we were not fit to live and show God, wasn't ready to die. Do I have a witness up in here? The Bible said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thank God that Jesus still saves. Everybody said, please, Jesus still saves. The Bible says that he saves the sinner if you want to be saved. See, salvation is given to you if you want it. If you don't want to be saved, he's not going to bother you, because he gives you free of choice to choose him or the enemy. How many of you ready to die right now? If death falls in your door right now, you're ready to go with Jesus. If you're ready to go with Jesus and know if you die, you're going to save without a shadow of a doubt, raise your hand. You know you can go with the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Dear Lord, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Thank you. Man, we got
that's nice.